Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, music in the bedroom, dogs eating weed, and being called daddy. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Nobody cares about the music business. Nobody sounds like they're telling the truth or when they're talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. I like to talk about chicks and cars and partying hard. I like chicks and cars and partying hard. Say what you want about old Bo Cephas. He may be crazy, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. And Schmidt, old Bo Cephas, he got all kinds of hits. He's always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. They like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy. And y'all say, hey, pretty boy. And I say, go back to Franklin. Go back to Franklin. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody here wants to talk about publishing. I didn't come down here to make connections. I come down here to get my big old baby drunk and take her home. It makes her horny when I play her the Stones. They're always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. We like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Thank you. Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody around here gives a damn about distribution. Oh. Oh, we sounded great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I was mentioning my dream last night.
Yes, you're naked in a treehouse in Manhattan.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Didn't have a phone. Didn't know how to get any clothes.
No phone, no motor car, not a single luxury.
Yep. No underpants. Just terrible. Received a letter here from Zach.
Hello, Zach.
I heard you talking about it. I also heard you guys did a segment about driving naked. Now, that I have never really done except maybe to repark my car at my house.
You pull it out of the garage and then put it back in the garage? Yeah. Is that what I'm hearing? You walk out to the driveway naked?
I think when I lived in a wooded area, there might have been an incident.
That's got to be up.
He goes,
just a horrendous sight. Zach. I bet people call their sheriffs.
Yes.
There's an alien in the Griswold's driveway. Look how pale and gray he is.
Oh, man.
Zach writes, now the beginning of this is a little odd. This is probably an experience most of us have not had.
Okay.
Zach writes, I was taking care of a friend's pig.
All right.
Right there.
Okay.
How many times have I done that?
I got knocked over into the pig's slop.
Knocked down.
Hey, Josh,
into the pig slop.
You ever told that to your best friend? No, no, I'll take care of the pig. You go on.
you take the ball.
Yeah. I'm a good wingman.
Oh, yeah.
I had to strip down to my skin. I washed off with a hose. Then I had to drive home completely naked. I arrived at my house. I walked in the door. Just as I was walking in, the meter lady walked around from the back to see me standing there in all my goodness.
Excellent.
I walked past and nodded.
Nodded?
Thank you, Zach.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's a good story. Well, speaking of naked, in the realm of human sexuality, nakedness is often involved. Not always. We have sex news today, Christy.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but a Reddit post is making news this morning about bedroom music. 25-year-old said his girlfriend hated the song he played during sex, but never told him for 2 years.
Oh, you got to say something sooner, don't you?
He'd been using Hudson Mohawk's Seabat, believing it had perfect rhythm for lovemaking.
You want to hear it?
Sure, no. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
This is an edit of Seabat.
I like the Hudson Hawk reference.
Yeah, here we go.
Real loud.
You hear it there, Clowny?
Oh, this is no wonder. I would ditch this guy.
You know what? I stand corrected. I love it.
This is dreadful.
Of course this drove her mad.
The guy's joking, right?
He said he created a playlist, timed his thrusts to the beat, and even kept the rhythm in his head after she asked him to stop the music. She finally confessed the tune was a major turnoff.
That sounds like a song you'd write and bring to your record company if you wanted to be dropped. Here you go.
Boy, I got to get out of this contract. Yeah.
He called the realization both annoying and embarrassing. To make matters worse, even though he had stopped playing the music while having sex, the user wrote that he still thrust to the tune in his head, which his girlfriend recognized and asked him to stop. He concluded with a recap that reads, quote, "She hates my lovemaking tunes and didn't tell me for over 2 years, making sex now awkward." By the way, after that post went viral, he posted that the relationship has since ended.
Okay. Yeah. But
she came to her senses. That is absolutely dreadful.
I don't know I don't know what's so dreadful about it.
Hey, baby.
Oh,
you're real hot now, aren't you?
There's no rhythm.
Well, it gets there.
It's only 9 minutes long.
Here, this is where the rhythm kicked in. Oh,
yeah, real strange.
I find the best music. It's not really, just sonically to me. The NPR Planet Money podcast. That's what really gets me going.
Wow,
little dry. You see, a little economics for the old vag.
Do you guys think music is leaving the bedroom? I don't think people are listening to it like they used to when they have the lovemaking.
I don't think so. I don't like it. A recent poll reveals what specific music people do prefer to play, though.
All right.
During intimate activities. The top artist is a sort of Zip Health.
Before you give the list, there's a downside to this, and that is you're automatically putting a unit of time that can be measured with the song.
You don't just have one song. You'd have a playlist.
Well, if you're, one-shot Johnny.
Yeah, hey, Buddy Holly.
Peggy Sue. I'm finished.
Yeah, what are they, 90 seconds?
I couldn't get through Inagata De Vita on a good day.
The top artists across sex playlists were The Weeknd, Kanye West, Deftones, Drake, and Lana Del Rey. Obviously, okay. a younger demographic. Yeah.
Huh.
The sexiest genres were pop, hip-hop rap, R&B soul, indie rock, and alternative.
Yeah. Now, Deftones can be sexy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm familiar with their work.
Don't know.
It's heavy but slow and it's intense.
Listenable?
It can get intense. Some might say that, but many won't.
But it's no Seabat.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Nearly 50% of the respondents to the survey say they listen to music during sex. People who listened were 70% more likely to have had a threesome.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, I get that. You have two women. A lot of chatter.
You want to drown it out?
I'm putting music on.
65% said music significantly increased the duration of sex.
Ladies, I don't need to hear about the Outlander while we're trying to get a three-way. Please.
No. It's The Witcher.
And 3% admitted they've worn AirPods during lovemaking.
Really?
How many percent?
3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little
rude.
Rough.
Yeah.
What
are you listening to an audiobook? What are you doing in there?
Taking calls.
I'm sure that's happened.
I'll bet.
I can see some Hollywood guy taking a phone call.
Have you answered the phone during sex?
Of course not.
What's the old Rodney Dangerfield joke? Man, my wife loves talking after sex. I hate those phone calls.
The implication there was...
She called old Rodney saying, hey.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking about having music on during sex. There was a survey done by Zip Health. People who listen to hip-hop or rap during sex, according to the survey, last longest in bed.
Huh.
While EDM listeners last the shortest.
Interesting.
Would that Seabat be an EDM song?
Close to, yeah it has to be in there.
More like an SHI song.
Is that right?
Yeah, or CRA.
Okay.
People who listen to hip-hop rap were most likely to have had sex in public, which I found a little interesting.
Wow.
Those who reported crying during sex tended to listen to reggae, folk, or blues.
Yeah, of course, folk. Yeah.
If I had a hammer.
Somebody starts crying during sex. You're an Iron and Wine fan, aren't you?
Right.
Take care of the great Mandela.
You don't have paper or plastic. You have cloth totes, don't you?
Yeah. Right.
Those who said they listened to country music during sex were the most likely to have participated. Now, this is amazing.
I remember this.
In an orgy.
Oh.
And most likely to say they rarely or never use protection.
Hey, Tom, you're closer. Can you calm him down a little bit?
Pop music fans were the most likely to have had anal.
Okay.
50% right. According to this survey.
Wow. There's your Lana Del Rey, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that on the increase, right? Or am I
anal?
Missing hearing.
Ugh.
I know analingus is. There's reports on that. But that's a young man's game.
Have 4 out of 5 dentists Tom, recommend your thoughts, brushing Tom? Your teeth.
I've had a lot of comedians recently do jokes about that, and it's a bit disturbing.
Really?
A couple of guests said people go up, and it's like those jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. There's a lot of them.
People who tended to listen to metal during sex were the most likely to have a fetish and most likely to have participated in a threesome.
All right.
All right. Those are your people?
Yeah.
I think this is a very small sample size, frankly.
Yeah.
Judging by the...
Well, it has to be a younger audience.
Are you a music guy, Tom?
No.
Were you back in the day? Or?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, it's that kind of Jack Lemmon thing where you walk in, you hit a button, and...
That's what you want.
And then,
Where
hi-fi comes
so
on.
So for Tom, Girl from Ipanema is the...
Yeah.
We're 25... We're... What are we? Halfway through the 25th year of this century, and you're still invoking Jack Lemmon?
You know, he's got that cool apartment. Hits one button, the lights dim, and a little bit of Girl from Ipanema pops on. The martini bar slides out.
Is that how it is at your house?
No, I just, that's always sort of my, you still have an adult view of things.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh,
God.
That poor girl.
2 years she listened to that. Yeah, damn.
And never said anything.
Yeah, she kept her trap shut.
God.
She faked it the whole time, I guarantee it.
Oh, boy, that is a silly song.
The only way I get the song to stop is to, okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much. What else you got, Christy?
Bad, you ever put on your own album?
Let me think. No.
Please try it.
Oh, you haven't really?
I only 50% believe you.
Try it as a joke the next time.
It would not work.
Are you saying the Pat Godwin album Hotel Pool is a mood killer?
I would have to say that's a mood killer. For the first 10 years of my life, I did serious music, and I didn't even do it then. I had a couple albums out then.
Do you still have those?
Yeah, I have those, yeah.
Uh-huh. Are they on vinyl?
They're available out there in the world, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't think a whole lot of the vinyl CDs.
I know. We've only heard a couple of the tunes.
Yeah, Lighthouse, and what's...
Big one was Lighthouse. That was not on an album. I knew that sucked early on. Circle City, of course, and the other song from that was called Young and Stupid.
Uh-huh.
That came from that album, yeah.
And it's a serious song?
Yeah, it's a pretty serious song. It's called Twist at the End.
What happens at the end?
Well, it's a twist. You also have to wait.
Turns out he's not as young as he said he was.
That's a twist.
That is a twist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. We had this marijuana story. Was it Albuquerque?
Yes.
The taxes from the marijuana are being used to help people that don't have an income.
Correct.
Kind of an interesting thing to do. This is a different sort of thing. As you know, most of us here are dog people.
Miss your good babies.
We've got good doggies.
Yeah. Big sweeties.
Their favorite thing is playing with me. A couple interesting stories here. Veterinarians are warning people that discarded marijuana joints are posing a hazard to pets, particularly in places where people can smoke and use cannabis products in the open. Because dogs can eat discarded joints and edibles. And there has been a steep rise in the poisoning of animals, according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Major increase. So they're asking you to be careful. So if your dog should eat one. By the way, if they do, when you say stay, it's a lot easier for them. Don't give your dogs a bomb.
It's like don't blow smoke in their face. Don't give them a beer.
Yeah.
Don't give them beers. You know.
They may like it.
And here's the story. Another a guy is same deal, warning dog owners to be careful. His dog, Mr. Stephen Davidson's dog, accidentally ate some cannabis products. His West Highland Terrier, who was typically, quote, lovable and clingy, became lethargic and was this is a funny quote. He was acting as if, quote, he was away with the fairies.
That is an interesting description.
I've heard that before.
No kidding.
I am not either.
Don't hassle me, man.
This is just some guy talking to a reporter.
My grandpa once used that phrase to describe one of my cousins. Yeah. I don't think he meant to.
He'd moved to New York City, hanging around Studio 54, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He likes it. What can you do, though?
This dog had to be put on a drip and be given special medication to get the cannabis out of his system. Aww. So,
yeah, dogs don't want or need to be high.
They're high on life.
Yeah.
Man, they are, aren't they?
They sure are.
Look to the dog.
Yes.
Yeah, make them listen to fish for 2 hours and take a nap in the sunshine. Pat, you have a tribute to this?
Sure. I had a joint that I found. Oh, man, it was incredible. I wish they made a dog bone that was a marijuana edible. I'm going to lay around the doghouse mall and put a good buzz on. But you know, it's tough to roll a doobie with these paws. I just can't do it. I ate my master's stash. Can't look high last time he knew it. I'm going to lay around the doghouse mama. Put a good buzz on. Let me hear you one time. Mama, put a good buzz on.
Where are my balls? Where are my balls?
I wish I had a pizza. I'm too stoned to chase those birds. I could eat a case of White Castle, but I'll settle for these turds. I want to lay around the doghouse, Mama. Put a good buzz on. Dog, I took a cameo.
That's a knockoff from the Jonathan Edwards tune we were mentioning earlier, Christy.
Yeah.
Gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
Never heard that.
Have you ever had one of the men in your life refer to you as mama?
No.
Hey, mama.
No.
Get over here, mama.
No.
My old lady,
mama. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my mama out tonight.
Yeah. My mama likes it. I don't care for it. Mama likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, Pat, are you
around couples that ever do that?
Well, by the same token, I don't care to hear someone call somebody daddy.
Yeah.
I don't care for that either.
Same. Yeah. Yep, I'm with
daddy.
You.
Yeah. That's so good.
That's
but
awkward.
You like it in the bedroom.
No, I don't.
No.
Ooh. I had a girl one time, she was like, she kept calling me daddy, and then she was like, will you be my daddy?
Oh.
What are you talking? What, do I have to start paying for your car insurance? No.
Your health care?
Yeah. I'm not putting you on my phone plan.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.